Friend, this can be in the beginning God for you. In the beginning God for you. In the beginning God for me. In the beginning God created.
Welcome to The Healing Word, a radio ministry of the Largo Community Church. Here's Pastor Jack Morris with today's message that will grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus.
Today we're going to talk about God's creative activity, and we're going to go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. Now, God has been creating new things, beautiful things, from the very beginning, even before the beginning of time. But the message that I want to bring today is God is still creating, and He's creating new life for those who will believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus. They will experience new joy, new life, new happiness, new energy. Friends, it's a new day for you, and I'm so glad you're here today that I can bring this message to you. God is creating something beautiful, and He always creates through His Word. Let's go into the sanctuary, hear this message. Friend, listen intently, because this is a day of new beginning, a new creation for you. It's going to be wonderful. Let's go into the sanctuary. God's creative activity. Now, God is active. He is not passive. He is active. And I believe He's active here today. I know He is. I know the Holy Spirit is active today. So come on, friend, get in touch. Open your heart. Listen with your heart. The Holy Spirit is active, and we are going to receive something beyond words to describe. And that's why I feel a little tension when I come into the pulpit, because I'm trying to use words to describe the activity of the Holy Spirit and how limited I am. How limited I am. But He's not limited, and He can go and will go beyond any words that are spoken and do the work that the Father wants Him to do. We're going to learn a little bit about God today. Maybe a whole lot. You know, we can learn a lot about a person by the work they do, their jobs, the people they associate with, and their activities. So those three things, let's say that we learn a lot about people by their activity, by their jobs, and by their associations. We can learn a lot. Walk up to a man, a friend, and ask this man, tell me about you. Tell me about yourself. Do you know what that man's going to tell you? He's going to tell you about his job. Ask a woman, tell me something about you. It won't be very many sentences, if any sentences at all. She'll start telling you about her children. She identifies with them. So we reveal ourselves. We disclose ourselves. We reveal our identity by our activity, by our jobs, and by our relationships. You know, we can learn a lot about God the same way, by His activity, by His association, by what He does. We can learn a lot about God. God wants to disclose Himself. God wants, if I know anything about God, and I do know a little bit now, but it is such a little bit. I mean, He is the Almighty, the Most High God, the Jehovah, beyond words to describe. But this I do know. He wants to make Himself known. Why did Jesus come but to reveal the Father? He that has seen me has seen the Father. The Father wants to make Himself known. And He is certainly desirous of making Himself known to each of us this morning. If God wants to do one thing, and He wants to do several things, many things, but that is predominant, that is upon His mind and upon His heart, is to show Himself beautiful, wonderful, loving, forgiving, healing to His people. He wants to show Himself. He wants to demonstrate Himself. We can learn a lot about God. I look at creation just the handiwork of creation, the trees, the grass, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, and I can see something about God. A number of years ago, when we were just starting the Largo Community Church, about 40-some years ago, my friend Howard Ryan, who is now in heaven, and he preached from this pulpit just a few months before he died and went to heaven. He was pastoring a great growing church in San Diego, California. And he contacted me. Now, we just had just a wee congregation back then. And he asked me to come out and meet his staff and do a seminar with his staff. The exact same things that we've been doing here with Dr. Roden. Seminars, helping people to understand and to become involved and feel more comfortable with what they're doing. And so he flew me across the country. That was going across the country was the second time 40-some years ago, the second time that I crossed the United States and looked into the Grand Canyon. And what a sight. I was awestruck by it. Then I got to California for 2 weeks in San Diego, ministering to that congregation, ministering mainly to the staff, Sunday school teachers, department heads, board members, ushers. And it was a joy. Well, at the end of the 2 weeks, one of the ministers that I became acquainted with and bonded with decided he would take me to Palm Springs and Palm Desert and show me some more of the country that I'd never seen before. Well, that was an experience. You know, every part of the world, every part of the country is beautiful. God made it that way. And that's why we're going to have some of the international dinners so that we can see some of the beauty of other countries that we may never have visited, but we're going to visit that country through you, the citizen of that country, or the person that can track and trace his or her roots to that country. Well, while I was in Palm Springs looking at the beauty, there was a cable car that had a very steep incline that took us up way to the top of the mountain. Now, in the valley, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, an oasis all around was just desert. But there was all of that greenery and palm trees in one spot. So I got on the cable car and I went all the way to the top of the mountain, and there was patches of snow up there. It was about 95 degrees down in Palm Springs. Up there, it was cold, and I certainly wasn't dressed for the temperature up there. I was trying to dress for the temperature down there. But when I got to the top of the mountain, and I looked over the mountain at that oasis in the middle of a desert, I could not help myself. I suppose I could have, but I didn't want to. I started praising the Lord, people all around. Now, I kept my dignity. I didn't become obnoxious. But there was a tall gentleman, well-dressed, standing close to me, and I turned to him, and I started telling him, I said, "Isn't it something what God has done?" And he said, "Yes, it is." And together we began to rejoice and praise the Lord. Come to find out, he was a United Church of Christ minister. And together we were praising God. Isn't it something how Christian is drawn to Christian? Isn't that something? That's why I can't understand why Christians are drawn to Christians in the church. But you're drawn to one another, aren't you? There's somebody behind you. There's somebody in front of you. Somebody on your left. Somebody on your right. Be sure to speak to them before you leave. That'll be about 4 people. That'll be enough. And then you can go home. But the beauty of God. God displayed himself in Palm Springs. God displayed himself on the mountain. God displaying himself Grand Canyon. God displaying himself through creation. And then God says, "I'm going to do better than that. I am personally going to go down there and let them look at me in my eyes and experience me personally." And Jesus came. Now, by faith, I pray you will see Jesus today, because he sees you, your need, and he's going to bless and meet that need in your life. Now, it says in the very first words of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created. He created Maryland. He created the Chesapeake Bay. He created Palm Springs. He created the snow. You look at it. He created it all. He's a God of creating. He is a creator God. Long before time began, in the aeons of history, I've read of theologians and archaeologists and scientists trying to discover the birth date of the earth. Some say the earth is about 6,000 years old. Well, maybe so, but I think it's a lot older than that, because we have found fossils that is believed to be maybe millions of years old. But I really don't care. That's not something I want to get involved in and argue about. Somebody said, well, God created the earth in 6 days. Someone says, no, that meant 6,000 years, because the Bible says a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as with the day. People want to argue over ridiculous things. I mean, he's God. I believe it personally, 6 days. If you believe it, 6,000 years, that's fine. But he's God. He could have done it all in 6 seconds. So why are we going to talk about things like that and get all flustered about it? That's not going on here, I don't think. But I want to see God. I want to see Jesus. I want to see his handiwork, how he has disclosed himself in creation, and mostly how he disclosed himself through Jesus, his son.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday at the Largo Community Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. The Church of Friendship and Joy, where Christ is honored and people are loved. This is what you will discover at the Largo Community Church, located in South Bowie, right off of Central Avenue. But just don't take my word for it. Listen to what others are saying about the church.
What does Largo Community Church mean to me? It means continuous spiritual growth. This is a family of love and compassion that encourages me to participate in ministries that we have here at the church. I tell you, there's no end to the growth that I will achieve here at Largo Community Church. That's what ministry is all about. I am Robert Bradley. I am a Largo Community Church member.
We invite you to join us in worship this Sunday at the Largo Community Church at either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org. Now, let's rejoin Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Look at what it says here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, verse 2, he goes back, the writer does, to describe what God had to start with. Now, he says, the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. God didn't have much to start with, did he? That beautiful Palm Desert, that beautiful mountain, Grand Canyon, Chesapeake Bay. He had darkness, emptiness, formlessness. That's how a lot of people have described their lives. They said, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but there's darkness. There's formlessness. There's really no structure. I just live today and then I live tomorrow. My life doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I've heard this repeatedly, but I've also seen what God can do when that person says, I'm going to put God first in my life. There might be brokenness, darkness, and strife out there. It was in here, but I'm going to get it out now, because I'm going to confess it all to Jesus. Turn it over to him. Let him take care of it. Let him handle it. Friend, it'll happen. It'll happen. It happened to this earth. It says, now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And look what God did with formlessness, emptiness, and darkness. And if he did it for the earth, he can certainly do it for me and for you, and he's here to do that. I'm excited about today. I really am. I really am excited for you and for me. I'm excited about coming to this altar, having a face-to-face, one-on-one experience with God, and watch God do something absolutely phenomenal. Now notice, I've heard the scripture, old things have passed away and all things became new. Did it not happen with creation and in this earth? old things passed away. What were those old things? Formlessness, emptiness, darkness. It all passed away. And what replaced it? Light. Life in vegetation. Human life. Friend, God wants to do some spiritual surgery and some creative working and do it for you and in me today. This is what God was doing. Now look what happened here. Verse 2. Look at verse 2. Do you have your Bible open to verse 2? You want to read it with me in unison? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Those of you who have your Bible open, you read it with me now. Because listen, Fred, this is the word of God. If it doesn't get in me, it just doesn't get in me. And if it doesn't get in me, I'm going to carry out the formlessness, the darkness, and the confusion. Or it may come on me later. But if the word of God gets in me, it'll be a bulwark to keep out everything that is negative and keep me on the path that I should be following. Come on, let's read verse 2 together. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now notice how it all started. Are you listening? Formlessness, darkness, emptiness, everything that you and I don't like and don't want to be around or a part of. But then divine activity kicks in and begins to happen. The Bible says the Spirit of God began to hover. When God does that, the old will pass. The darkness, the confusion, the emptiness, the void, the nothingness. And God will begin to speak. 9 times in Genesis chapter 1. 9 times the scripture says, and God said. And every time he spoke, light. Every time he spoke, emptiness was filled. The void went away. And God said, and every time God spoke, the miracle happened. God looked at it and said, it is good. Now, I believe in my heart now, the Holy Spirit is hovering in the atmosphere of this sanctuary right over your heads and mine. The Holy Spirit is looking at the hurt and the pain and anything and everything that is there that is contrary to him and that you don't like and that's hurting you. The Holy Spirit is hovering right now over us. God is in the atmosphere. The air is laden with his power. Friend, I am speaking the word of God. As the word of God comes forth, so will that power come forth. It will descend upon you. In the New Testament, the Christmas message, the angel came to the virgin, spoke to her, told her that she was going to be the mother of God, that God was going to enter into her. And she questioned, how? How? I know some of you are asking right now, how's God going to take away my confusion this morning? How's God going to take away the emptiness and fill the void in my life? How is God going to take away and bring structure into my living? This is basically what Mary asked the angel Gabriel. How shall this be? It happens the same way it happened in the beginning chapter of the Bible. God put it there to let us know that he's hovering over us, looking down upon us, sees everything that you and I see and feel, and he is descending upon us to bring about a new creation. A joy, a happiness, a completeness to an empty life, to a hurting individual. Mary said, how shall this be? The angel said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. The atmosphere, the air, you're being overshadowed. God is being born in you. Healing and wholeness and forgiveness is coming. Reach out, ask, come in, Lord Jesus. Come in from the atmosphere.
Let the power that is in the air, the power of God, let it now descend upon me. Let the Holy Spirit descend upon me, bringing me that healing, that holiness. And then you will look back on it and say, it is good. God is going to do a good thing for all of us who will reach out and believe on him today. Notice what the scripture says. I'm going to read a little bit now. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, before Palm Springs, before the Chesapeake Bay, before Maryland and Virginia, America, and the continents of the world. Listen to it. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We have God, and God has us. But friends, the hurt remains. The confusion is still there. The emptiness and void is still there. So tell me, I don't know whether I ought to say it or not, because I might. Tell me. Well, I'm going to say it. What good is God if he can't do anything for you? What good is God? You might as well be without God. For you're living with hurt, with pain, with suffering, and God isn't doing anything for you. What good is he? What good is a sermon? What good is church? What good is Holy Communion? We've done it and done it and done it. And the sin, the hurt, the void, the emptiness is still there. And yet I tell you, the word tells you God is love and God cares. And indeed he does. Have I shocked you today this morning? Maybe we need some electric shocking. Put the paddles on our heart. Get our spiritual life and heart beating again. Not just sit and listen, but allow the Holy Spirit activity. God is an active God. Let's experience God's creative activity. In the beginning, God created. Put God in the beginning of your life, your family, your home, and let him create something. How do you do that? You have an altar experience, whether you kneel or whether you're at home, whether you come here. It's something that happens in your heart because you call out and say, God, I've tried and tried and tried, and all my wisdom and all my trying, nothing has happened. I'm still in this terrible state. You need to tell him, you're unable, you're insufficient, you don't have it. But you need to begin to recognize him as the creative God. And God then comes, a heavenly Father, Abba Father.
We hope that today's message has been a blessing and has strengthened your faith in God. But before we go, here is Pastor Jack Morris with some concluding thoughts.
Hello, friend. I'm Pastor Jack Morris, thanking you for partnering with me in reaching those who are hurting emotionally, mentally, physically with the healing word. Your prayers and financial help are greatly needed. Please help me reach the lost with the message of God's saving grace and those who are suffering emotionally, mentally, and physically. Go to the Largo Community Church website, largocc.org, that's largocc.org, and click on The Healing Word. Thank you for your prayers and financial gifts that make The Healing Word outreach possible. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
We invite you to join us in worship this Sunday at the Largo Community Church at either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service to experience a wonderful fellowship of believers and faith-building messages based on God's Word that are sure to encourage your spiritual formation in Christ. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org. Be sure to tune in Monday at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until then, blessings on you.